The following program may contain content that your kids would love to hear, but you may not want them to.
It's time once again to be flabbergasted by the rolling tongue, the juggling of words, thoughts, and phrases, like a Spaniard on a tightrope. Here is the one, the only, the man of 2 hours, Frank Cottolo.
And now, here are some scenes from our next Wolfman Jack show.
Nero Flate de Plum Crotton Lovey.
Wolf, you're reading the copy upside down.
I know that. I'm just testing you. You know what I mean?
If you hold it like this.
Like this?
Yeah, careful. It's delicate.
Yeah.
No, don't squeeze it. No! No!
It's imperative that every nuance relates unequivocally to the meter of your voice, and that the phasing of each vibration is recoiled within the structure of the sound, therefore producing the clarity and perfection of simulated reproductions passing the electrons onto the tape.
Everything okay at home, Ron?
All this and more on the next Wolfman Jack show. Don't miss it.
Okay, here we go.
Listening to Frank Cottolo.
Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both and be one traveler. Long I stood and looked down one as far as I could to where it bent in the undergrowth, then took the other as just as fair, and having perhaps the better claim because it was grassy and wanted wear. Though as for that, the passing there had worn them really about the same, and both that morning equally lay in leaves no step had trodden black. Oh, I kept the first for another day, yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference.
Bard of broadcasting, the godfather of internet radio, anything else you want to call me, vegetable man, whatever else it is, I'll take it. It's here. I'm here. We're all here. We're here and we're live, and that's damn good to hear. Not that we'd know if we weren't listening, but we are. My name is Frank Cottolo, the man whose name adorns the title of the show, but I'm chronicling, and I'm live wherever you're listening. Even if I'm not live, I'm live. I'm going at it. Stay with us, because this is just another experience of your life. Cap to ice cap, from Hamlet to city, from Othello and into every bordello. When was that written? Ah, yes, the bard must have written it. Yes, tis I. Tis I. Tis. Nobody says tis anymore. Tis. My grandmother used to do things like that. My grandmother used to talk in some kind of fairy tale language. You know, tis time. Why would she say, she's totally, you know, American. She was Italian, but would she say like, tis time for dinner? Whence? Well, you know, she didn't do the whole Shakespeare thing. Tis. She said things like tis, which is it is without the I. You know, it take that much. I don't speak like that. I have a robe on because, you know, there have been a couple of shows this winter that we have canceled. Due to the extreme cold and the temperance of my condition. No, I'm... And thank you very much, all you people who wished me a happy birthday, or who was on Facebook, Tumblr, Instagram, Grambler, Veracity, Pandora, Blogger, Flickr. Thank you. Thank you all for that. When I started this show, not now, I mean, in the very beginning of this show, it was way younger. Let's see. Let's figure out how young was I back then. But I had taken, and when it came to this show, you know, that was Robert Frost you heard speaking in the beginning. It was not me. One of his famous poems, The Road Less Taken. Is that the title of it? Let's see. Some of you didn't seem like that was the title of it. Let's go to the school. The Road Not... I was wrong, see? The Road Not Taken. Oh. The Road Not Taken. But he took... But he talks about the road he took. Well, the road... you know, poetry-wise... Not that I have, like, you know... 8,000 volumes out there, and there are people, not like there are people reading them or quoting them, but I do, but I've had some, it's still cold. But yeah, it's a striped robe, and it's not the kind you want to come out of the shower and put on, because that's like terry cloth, right? You got to use that. This doesn't absorb. I wonder why. It's kind of like a towel. When this show began, and I don't remember, it was something about poetry. Oh, yes, and they said, what are you going to do? And you'll do something that no one's ever done before, I think, which wasn't true. But no one had ever done it in this format, on this platform is what I'm looking, because there wasn't internet radio, which we're just calling it broadcasting. It's just called broadcast. Forget about radio. Broadcast, internet, but it wasn't internet broadcasting. There had been alternative broadcasting, but that's subject, that's topic, that's content. But for me to come on here when I was only, was I 50, oh wow, 7? 58? 49? No, I wasn't 49. It was later than that. Was it? That would be what, 19? I was, in 2000, I was, yeah, I guess I was. I was, wow. That's like almost 18 years. Wow. At that time, I didn't have, I wasn't known as the Bard of Broadcasting. Of course, I made it up. And everyone went, yeah, you know, that's true. Because there are people out there who can't do what I need to do for myself. So I have to do it myself. And sometimes that's very bad. But here we are. In the years going into Y2K plus 19. So wake up. It is night. If you thought it was night before when I started telling you that, you're way off. Because now it's darker than ever. Wake up. It is night. Y2K plus 19. Oh, my. Oh, hey. How did that come on? This mic is falling apart. You don't know this. No, you don't know this. I might have said it before. This mic is held together by one of those silver ties that, you know, they put around bread. What happened was my windscreen. This is my windscreen. My windscreen windscreen just fell off. But this is what it is, the Boy, you know, it's like you come into this studio. It's like you come into my home every week when you're here, you know? Because listen, you hear the water heater, you hear the furnace go on, you hear whatever happens. And one night, a long, long time ago, there was a massacre in the when we had chickens, there was a massacre in the hen house. The famous Massacre in the Hen House show, which I don't know if that was recorded or what. But it was nuts. It was summer because you could still see outside. It's so dark. Now, here's what a windscreen sounds like, right? When you put it on incorrectly. You don't hear this on the Fat Limb Fat show. I don't mind making fun of these people. I don't care. Here's what it sounds like. You should see what it looks like on the scope. You know, the scope. You've seen that in movies. Well, no, what am I talking about? Movies. Well, I've seen it on your computer. It makes great. I can still, oh, it makes these great. Wonder what that sounds like on headphones. You're listening on headphones. Well, that's just in here. Okay. Windscreen is on again. So if I pop my peas, I pop, 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 pop. See, it doesn't pop, pop. It still pops. It's a bunch of garbage. What good is it? I want to tell you a few things you could get. People, because that's who you gift, I'm sure. Well, some people gift animals, but I don't think some of the things I'm going to tell you, I don't want you to gift animals, because it's the holiday season and people give gifts. Gifts of goodwill. They give gifts. Do I need to tell you this? Where this is a traditional for it, happened for it? They give you gifts because the three wise men, who were the Jewish guys, Bob, Steve, and Israel Wiseman. No, 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 no. I don't know, you know, I don't know their names. I mean, we make fun of tons of things. I don't know their names. They were kings. We three kings of Orient. Boy, had they came from the Orient? On camels? What a ride. Well, camels don't care. Because, you know, camels, the reason camels are great in the desert is because they have something in their body that maintains food and water. And it stays in there so that they can live through the heat and the lack of food. So it's like their body keeps going to the reservoir of leftovers. I don't even know if they're leftovers. Well, if they were consumed, they're already consumed, but there's more than the camel can take. Okay. So the three kings of somewhere, they came to the manger and they brought gifts. Myrrh, frankincense, and curly, I guess, was the third one. I don't remember the third one. Myrrh, which is also very good for your gums, I hear. And I don't know, hear it. I used it. That was very young. That was way before alternative broadcasting. I'm not sick. I'm well. But there are some things I think you need to do that would be great for all of us. Actually, not for all of us. But, you know, we got to get people reading again. It's disgusting. Isn't it? The attention span that has left every young child. Hey, by the way, I did say I was going to have this special mystery guest here, and all sorts of things happen because that's what happens in life. Life is just this journey through expectations. And of course, expectations, not always, but many times result in disappointments. And things happen beyond the control of everyone. That's life. That's the journey. The best laid plans of mice and men. I don't get me started with mice either. It's like I'll spend an hour telling you my mice murder story. Because when... I couldn't do a reboot of the movie Mouse Hunt in this place because I nailed them. The first one. Second one, I think I just starved to death. But there I go, and I'm not going to tell you that story. I want to tell you some things you can get that are really, really good and people will enjoy. And they're not just from moi, okay? But you go to Amazon and there's some great books there. And let me tell you first about the book, for if you have a juvenile, What is a juvenile anyway? I don't even know the ages of juvenile. There's no legal age of juvenile. There's a legal age, right? Say, once you turn, 21 and 18 in some places? And in Mississippi, it's 16. Is that it? There are places where there are, you turn into an adult, legally. So there's things you could do that you can't do before that. But there's no particular age for juvenile. Because even when they sell things to, and they have a juvenile section, like in a, Kmart, or a Costco, or a Cosmart, or a Keiko, or one of those other places, or Target, or Bullseye, or wherever you cook, or shave, or shop, it says juveniles, 6 to 12? I don't know. So after 12, you're not a juvenile anymore. Then you're in your teens. Then it's a teens. Is that, they don't all break them up the same way. Not like, it's not, there's no definite number for those, like there is 21, 18, you know, what's your legal age? Then it's according to where you are in the world. Okay. But if you say you're juvenile, they say, like, juvenile, what is juvenile? Juvenile in Colorado and a juvenile in California are different than a juvenile in Montana and juvenile in Massachusetts, right? So you go into the store, some of them say 6 to 12, 6 to 10. And if you shop at 10 to 6 and go to the 6 to 10 area, you know, it's confusing. So what? So, you know, so juveniles. I would say, let's say that there are, school, let's put them in schools, grade school, no, mid school. No, it's not called mid school. It's middle school, which was not a phrase I understood or even knew until I left New York. Cause in New York, we did not have a middle school. We had junior high school, grade school, junior high school. High school, college. But then you go to other states and they have a middle school, which is a junior high school because the numbers are different there too. There's nothing uniform in the whole world, I think. Is there? Nothing. Even the Mexican army, when it attacked the Alamo, did you ever see the movie depictions of that? The Mexican soldiers have different uniforms. They attacking the Alamo. Some of them with blue and black, red hats, glad they weren't helmets, they were hats. And some had white with a blue stripe on the, shoulder and a white. I don't understand what's the difference. The first bunch, have the blue, it has the lower guys, and then the white are the, I don't know. There's nothing uniform in the world. Time is not uniform, just like I said. Here we are. If you were here earlier in the year, maybe it was in the summer, when I did introductions to all the different time zones that would be listening to this live, introductions to this show from different time zones, so that they could start the show, and I would say, hey, you know, it's morning in Iraq. Nothing's uniform. Everything changes from place to place, from time to time, from culture to culture. And there are constants and stuff, but that's not why I'm here. I'm here to tell you. Here to tell you. Here's some great gifts because of the internet. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to go to Costco or Keiko or or the Strauss brothers or the Marx brothers or the Sphinx brothers, you know, or the Cohen brothers. You just go to Amazon. Everyone goes to Amazon. Amazon is just, it's, you know, what can I say? What can he say? Who knew this was going to be a big thing? But at Amazon, you go look for books. Now, we've had Craig Lehner on the show talking about his book. We helped to promote his book. I've talked to you about his book here and there. A book for juveniles, I say juveniles. Okay, let's just say middle school kids, the kids who play. I don't know. If I'd have brought the book down here, because I have it, I would have looked at it and said, oh, you know, read something, said these are good for. Look, why don't you just go to, the name of the book is, this was never about basketball, which you won't find in the sports section if you go look for analog books. I don't even know if it's available hardcover in stores, maybe in stores where he's in California. He'll be back on again. I want to talk more about writing. I like to talk about writing, and a lot of people who listen to this show write and like to know more about writing. But Craig Lehner is Lehner's book. It's a great stocking stuffer. You could send away. You order it like that, huh? Like that. Sometimes I can make louder snaps than others. Like that. At Amazon, and then have it sent as a gift. To a teen, you know, who likes to read. If they don't like to read, force them. Put them in the room and say, you're reading this book, and do a book report. You're not coming out there. There'll be no Christmas meal for you or anything. You'll only be allowed to drink eggnog, which, do you know kids who like eggnog if you don't? They like to sneak liquor in it, even if they're underage. Underage. Juveniles can't drink eggnog with liquor in it in most places. Of course, you could drive in different places at different ages, right? There I am again. Because there used to be some people around me. One or two, and once in a while, a guest or a co-host. And I'd go, right? I'd talk, and they'd answer. And sometimes they'd talk on their own while I went to the bathroom. But that was then, and this is now. Let's go back to Amazon. Christmas gifts, books. You can get his book. That's an analog book. I think you could also buy it as digital. And then they just send the link, right? And then they get the link. It's a good book for kids like that. So there's one. The Artist D still has books. The Artist D... ArtistD.com. This books of the Artist D are still available at theartistd.com. Probably at Amazon too. I didn't ask the Artist D. But we will ask the Artist D because that's another thing I'm going to talk to you about right after this. And of course, there's me. Now, you go looking for anybody else, there have been other people on this show that have written books and you can get their books. Like Charles Dennis. Yeah. How about Charles Dennis's books? Why don't you go get those? For some people who like, there's a mysteries and, that's good stuff, you know? Charles Dennis. Get his books. Amazon. And there are other people who I don't forget. Well, those I didn't forget those, but. And get those are good gifts to give, whether you want to hold them in your hand. Books, or you want to send them so they can hold it on their phone or their Kindle or their Android or their tab. These are great things. And they're inexpensive. The digitals are inexpensive. Actually, all of the hardcover books are expensive. Except, they're not that expensive. Mine, I'm going to talk about mine now, which I always do. If you go to my Lulu, Lulu.com still sells books. And I don't know if any of those people are over at Lulu. I doubt it. See, I spread around the wealth that people can have from my books. I'm on three different book sites. Amazon, of course. But on Amazon, just digital books. Okay. But if you go to Lulu, you can get both or either. I don't know why you'd get both. You might get one that's a analog and another one that's a digital. And, blurb.com for the Molotov memoir books. The Molotov memoir books. I can't tell you, and I am telling you. I don't like that phrase, so I'm not gonna say it. I can't tell you. Right? And then you tell them, right? I can't tell you how much. Well, you did. I can't tell you how much, because it's like I don't have a number, I don't have a measurement of time, of whatever measure that in for that. To do it. The Molotov memoir books have been praised, and you can get those either. You could spend a little bit more and get the book in its book form, physical, with atoms
that move that make it an analog thing, a book you can hold in your hands, you could put under your arms, or you could put in a briefcase or on a shelf or on a table, because a book's just where you put anything. Or get the cheaper versions, which would be the digitals. Now, the digitals, of course, in case of Molotov Memoirs, where there's a lot of art, because T. Stephen Gesick, that just unbelievable man, an artist who's currently, I wonder if he's still out there in Pittsburgh. What was he doing? What's the name of that show? Mindhunter. Yeah, he was out there in Pittsburgh where they're shooting Mindhunter for Mindhunter. Not Mindhunter. He's not looking for mines. Mindhunter. His artwork adorns both of the books, Molotov Memoirs and More Molotov Memoirs. And he designed the book so they're different shapes and forms and art. And you could still see that. It's not like, you know, they don't take the art away. Every page that's in the analog book is in the art book. So go get it. Those two. As analog books, they're more expensive because of, again, you know, printing is madness, but we're not going to go into that. So there's three places where you can get all of my books. All. How do we spell that? That's a New York word. All would be A. All, A-W, A-W-L-A-H, all my books, which would be, that translates into all of. So which means we have another word for the Chronicles, is it the Chronicles, where's it? Yeah, the Chronicles vocabulary. I gotta write it in that. All, okay, A-W-L-A-H, all of, which means all of. So, now I'll say it to you, and we'll add that under A for the good crannies, Cochran's vocabulary, which I'm making because people are creating words, and I figure, why don't we create words that originate from our show? That's kind of like promotion, too. All of my books. All of my books. All of my books. That's them. For now, till we get more out there, one way or another. These books are giantific. Hey, there's a word we got. That's another one, say. Maybe eventually, if we have enough words, and are we going to live that long to put together the dictionary itself and then sell it? Not much, sell it. I'll give it away. 10 cents or something. Yeah, I'll just put it on a digital thing and give it away. I should do some of that stuff. I used to do that stuff with my music. Yeah, I used to give it away. Everybody's just going, I got a new CD out. Here it is, $9.95. And then these are, you know, we're all nobodies, most of us. All, you know, here's what I mean. Here it is, my new one, $9.95, $4.95, $3.95, till finally. And we used to say, let's do this. We do this for fun, and we don't play gigs and stuff like that. So let's just give it away. Because it doesn't cost us anything to give it away. So just go, have fun. Have fun with it. You could still get it now. You're going to say, now, wait a second, Frank. We've seen on YouTube in certain places where you're selling CDs, those old CDs. Yeah, right. And, you know, that's how I bought my new car. Yeah, right. So the point is, if you want anything from me that I can give you for free, you write to me, fcatolo@yahoo.com. That's the email I want you to write. And if there's anything you want free that is, you know, has my signature on it, was created by me or what have you, that includes files of this show. I'll give them away. You know, somehow I'll get you, and you write to me. You pay the postage, which is practically nothing anyway. And sometimes I won't even charge you for the postage. You tell me what you want and I'll send it to you. I'll be like, I'll be Frankazon. I got you. And I'll give it to you. So there. Anything. You know. Knackers. Knackers are people. not knackers, not knockers, knackers. K-N-A-C-K-O-R-S. People who have a natural ability to do something are knackers. You know, he has a knack for that. Instead of that, you can say now, he's a knacker. I wonder if you should make it knack. No, we're not going to make it knackette. Because I remember what they did with actor and actress. They made everyone's an actor now. That's the, you don't have to say actress to separate. Because women are actors. We take the feminine and masculine, and you're all the same. Smittle. I didn't want to go through this. I wanted to tell you that stuff in the books, and you can get it as you go down the Hallelujah Trail. Also, here's something I think it would be fun. Your grocer, do you have a grocer? Nobody has a grocer anymore. There's no more, family grocery store around the corner. Unless you live in a town that has that, because that town is living in the 1800s, which is very possible. Even without going into a time machine, you can go into any country and go back in time. There's always a place in any country that is way older. It's just like it was when it was the 1800s or 17, 1600s. I remember walking in England. Some places it was 11:25. I don't mean in the morning or night. I mean, it was like, it's a castle. You can go in it. You still go in the castle, walk around. Of course, the people weren't there, everything. And it's on the same hill with the same grassy knoll and the same fence. No, not fence, but stone fences they have out there, up there, over there, over there, over there. So anyway, you can get all those things whenever it is you want to get those things. But go to your grocer, if you have a grocer, or to somebody in your local supermarket, and ask for, say, tell them this. Go and go say, hey, listen, in the chip section, especially if one of those guys or gals are walking around the chip section where they have all the chips and the pretzels and maybe crackers. I don't know if they, crackers in a different aisle, don't they? It's according to where you go. You know, go to your grocer. Just say grocer, that's all. Whoever it is, the grocer or the people who work at your grocer or supermarket, and say, hey, listen, where do you keep the Hallelujah Trail mix? Because this is the Hallelujah Trail. This is the trail we've taken you on for years on this show, taking you down the Hallelujah Trail. We're still traveling, going forward. Eventually it stops, just like every trail. There's no going back. This is the digital world that entered into our lives like a road, and we had to travel into the future. We called it the Hallelujah Trail, not an original title, because there's a movie and there were things, but this was what we called the Hallelujah Trail. And it left in its dust. It left, a lot of industries and things that have changed since then. Okay. So, including radio, of course, it would be great, I thought, if we had a demand for a crunchy, trail mix. Everybody's trail mix. Not everybody. I said that, but it's not everybody. All of the people who do, see, I just use the Chronicles vocabulary. All of the people who do use that or eat trail mix know what I'm talking about. Little raisins, a couple of pretzel things and nuts and crackers. Some little cracker, those weird crunchy things you never get in any other package. I don't know what they are. I think they're just dried bugs or something. I don't know. Maybe not. Anything you get on the trail. Not really. It's not unhealthy. It's very healthy. Raisins, sometimes dried grapes, things like that. Go into your grocery and say, hey, listen, where do you keep the Hallelujah Trail mix on the guy? I guarantee what will happen is they will ignore the fact of the title when you say Hallelujah Trail Mix. All they're going to hear is trail mix, and they'll go, trail mix is off down there, all the trail mixes are down there, because they don't know that there isn't a Hallelujah Trail Mix, right? So then you go down that aisle, and you see where they have the trail mix, and then you find that guy or gal again and go, excuse me, this package, see this package? Yeah, let's ask for trail mix. This is not Hallelujah Trail Mix. He goes, I don't know what kind of mail trail mix is. We just have all the brands of Hallelujah Trail Mix I want. Can you order it for me? He goes, oh, you'll have to see the people up at the service desk. Then you go up to the service desk and you say, excuse me, I notice you have an awful lot of trail mixes. Mixes, or is it, it's mixes or mix-eye? And then they'll go, I don't know the plural of mixes. Of mix, is it mixes or mix-eye? And then you say to them, I want Hallelujah Trail Mix. And they'll go like, well, we don't carry it. We'll look into it. See if you can order that. I'm like to get it by the case. Now, what's going to happen is they're probably going to do nothing. So it's going to happen. What's really going to happen? But there's going to be that one store that's going to go, hey, we can sell a lot of this crap. What is it? Hallelujah Trail Mix? Okay, fine. Find out who makes it and get a whole bunch of it and put it in the trail mix section. Now we're going to hear, it'll get back to us that there's no Hallelujah Trail Mix. I'm sorry, sir. He'll say next time you go, we looked into it. We can't find it. And then you give them this email, fcatolo@yahoo.com. If I get enough Hallelujah Trail Mix orders, I will find out how I can create the product. And then, bingo, we got distribution, because word gets out there. And the Cotolo Chronicles Hallelujah Trail Mix brand will go on. In fact, maybe we'll open the show and go, tonight's show is brought to you by Hallelujah Trail Mix. Because, you know, I told you a long time ago, this is the only internet radio show available in thin, tasty wafers. And we didn't make those because people didn't back me up with this. I need some help. Okay? If you want to get the Hallelujah Trail Mix thing going, and I'll give you all credit. I'll give you a piece of the action. Piece of the. Here's another word. Let's write it down. Piece of the action. So it's peas, piece of the, P-E-E-S, piece, piece of a, piece of the, D-A, which means piece of the. There's another one for the piece of the, as in piece of the action, means piece of the. There's the word. Everyone can say it. Piece of the action. So you do that, and before you know it, we'll all be zillionaires. What I was going to do for the past 2 weeks, last week we weren't here live. It was a repeat for reasons that are none of your business. You hear me? None of your business. So there. And of course you can hear this show on True Talk Radio twice a day on the weekdays. What show you're going to hear is up to you. It's up to Howie and the gang over there. But I love those guys and gals for doing that. Because plenty of people listen that I don't even know. And some are nice enough. I mean, it's not like you're not nice if you don't write. But I mean, if you send me an email, you know, it's good. Because radio is a lonely, lonely mistress. Broadcasting is a lonely mistress. And even those guys who won't have any, who are really going to be out of work when the whole talk radio thing collapses. And it's going to. When that happens, right? All those guys. Bing. Gone. Then what? So I wasn't on, but here I am. And I was going to talk about a number of things, which I did. I started off the show talking about tons of things I was going to talk about, but I'm going to see whether I should do that, or I promised over the last couple of weeks to play one of these requests. Remember, you can request any topic or specific show topics that we have done before. We've gone through a couple of generations of listeners. Now there's people out there listening and haven't heard some of these interviews. They haven't heard some of the topics. They haven't heard some of the guests. Okay? You can find out when and who and what we did. The who, what, where, when, and never the why. By going to CotoloChronicles.blogspot.com and scrolling. Many years of announcements. There's some junk in there, too, that you want to read it. It's fine. But on Thursdays or Wednesdays when it advertised, I should read the word advertised, promoted the show that was going to be on, you get a date. And you go like, date, look at that. Here they talked about the Japanese, remember that Japanese sands? Was that sands? No, that's seasonal. Here they talked about this. Well, and I can't even think of a topic. Oh, how about the one we talked about tigers? right? Hey, look, here's the one where they talked about tigers, and let, I want to hear that one again. Or here's the one where they talked about soccer moms. I want to hear that one. You write to me at everybody writes to me at fcatolo@yahoo.com, okay? I will write back to you and keep you on file. I'm not going to share your email or anything you say in there to me, okay? So you could find out what topic you want to hear, and I'll find that topic and play it inside of a show like this, a live show, because I could do that. And I wanted to do that over the past 2 weeks, but again, we had some problems. It's been a tough year. There have been many things that have just gone awry. So I think I'll do this, and then I'll save the stuff I was going to do for next week. Next week, should everything go right and we're here live and able to give you a fresh show and give all the other stations that play it during the week a fresh show. Should that happen again next week, which is the 27th? Oh, wait a sec. No, the 23rd. We'll be right on target. I have some other things, other gift ideas and stuff that you might want to do for late shopping, holiday shopping. That'll be, I guess, what you consider the Christmas show. If you want to consider it anything, you don't have to consider it anything, but if you want to consider it the Christmas show, we never did themed shows ever, 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 ever. You don't have to say ever four times. But this particular show that was requested that I, you know, has to do with the Congo. And the Congo has, well before it was controversial about what was happening in the Congo, and it still happens, now it's, you know, it's not history, it is history, but I mean, there was this show which talked about that, and it goes back to 2008, when, where is it here? See, that's me again. When my son, Jack, because I have two sons, right? My son, Jack, was the co-host of that summer. This is a summer. I'm looking for him because I think he says from Ice Cap to Ice Cap where it starts. And I'm looking to cue that up. Yeah, got it exactly here. And then, so I'm going to play this. That's what I'm going to do. So you're going to listen. I'm going to play this, the show about the Congo. And I'll stop it when it's done. We have plenty of time. You'll enjoy this. Again, this is going to be a little rebroadcast within this live show as requested by, and you know, I don't have to get like 10 requests. All right. I get one request and I'll find a place to put it in there because I don't know what's going to happen to this show. It's just when, you know, it's gone. When it's gone, when there'll be new, you know, when there'll be, if it continues and I'm not here, there'll be other things, but you know, this stuff exists and it was great. It's a lot of this stuff. So why not do it again? I haven't changed that much, although that's what I was going to tell you before we do this. Wait, hold on. See, I forgot that. And that is that next week, the 23rd, and then the week after that, the 27th of December. On the 27th of December, our annual roll call from the Bone Garden. Speaking of The Artist D, whose books you can get over there on Amazon and go to theartistd.com, and come over to this show live, and it's going to be great because we got no end to it. I mean, we could stay on for 3 hours if we want to that night. Although it won't take that long. What we do in we do this every year, the last Thursday of December in every year since, gas was 76 cents or something. The Artist D and I read through a list of celebrated people who have passed away this year up to that point, obviously. And we talk about them. We mention people, you know, you're going to see these lists over and over again on television. You're going to hear them on, I don't know if they play them on radio. I don't know. You know, the lists sell, but we have so many more. We don't just do the regular ones that you will hear about or see about in those limited time spans that are allotted for this kind of thing on other broadcasting outlets. so we can sit and talk about each one. And we have stories about each one, personal stories, sometimes not just personal stories that are impressions or things that happen in our life related to these people, but actual face-to-face mon-a-mon. It's not mon-a-mon. Mano y mano. That means we both got mono. No, stereo. You know, live things that happened. Stories that you don't hear anywhere else. In my bedroom, when my children come to play with my toys. And play with my toys. No, don't let the kids come into my bedroom and play with my toys. Hey, so that's the 27th. And and you'll hear about that if you go to, Facebook? Or the Cotolo Chronicles, while you're at CotoloChronicles.blogspot.com, CotoloChronicles.blogspot.com, scroll through the years, and you'll find a show or two. Now, I'm going to start this 7 minutes and 13 seconds after this show began. Jack does the ice cap thing, and then we're going to go into whatever. If you hear a commercial and for something, I don't know what's here. And I may skip ahead, but this Congo stuff, you know, because when we present something, we go a lot of different places while we're there. So staying on topic, every topic is on topic. Every rabbit hole takes us right back or is related to the topic. I'm saying that for those of you who don't know this show, didn't know this show, and may be listening to this show now and going, why on earth would I listen to this guy? Because he doesn't talk like a broadcaster. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And without further ado, meet you. So anyway, do this. Here's Jack, and here's from July 3rd. It was a great summer. We had a lot of great summers, my son and I. One of them was here, another one was bike ride. Okay, all right, okay. I'll just go into it. Here's Jack and I.
From Ice Cap to Ice Cap, from Hamlet to City, from Othello into every bordello.
Come on in, take a seat, go on. You know, there's a million ways to interpret this.
There are.
Sure, he could do from Ice Cap to Ice Cap. From Hamlet to City. Or you could just say it. I think I cut my lip while we were doing that opening there. I'm seriously...
Got a little too excited.
I because it's all that piss and vinegar that is...
Well, that makes the cut that much worse.
Exactly. Be assured of this on Y2K Plus 8 as we do this live on July the 3rd. To the great world that we live in, we know of nothing else except that world. We can imagine what we can imagine, but, you know, what does it matter? We'll be doing it right here for 2 hours. You, me, Jack, and the third man. It's like we got a drum set each, you know. We're doing a drum solo show tonight. Drum solo each, just me and Jack. If you got something to say, say it aloud wherever you are. Get your Cotolo Chronicles notebook out. Get yourself ready for some stuff. We got stuff. I got stuff. And you're going to get some angles and things like you never heard of about some stuff that we got. Some stuff. It's dead summer. It's dead summer. And yet what? I don't know. Why has everything come to life and it's so dead? Dead. You know, I hear that the people have actually been going out and buying zithers again so they can play along with this. Because there just aren't any, you can't get a good zither station anymore. There's no one's playing zithers anymore.
That's absolutely right.
You know, what's wrong with zithers?
Nothing.
You can listen to them. Listen to that sound. I say throw out the dobros and bring in the zithers. Hey, that's a good,
down with dobros, up with zithers.
There you go. down with Dobros and up with, I guess it would be up with Zithers. Would that be it? Down with Dobros. It's got to be down or up, right?
Yeah.
Down with Zobros, up with Zithers. Can be down with, I'm trying to think of a Z.
Up with Dithers and down with Zobros.
Down with that's right, that's the neo-postmodern way of saying it. Up with Zithers, no, up with Dithers, down with wait. Okay, all right, well, okay, all right. Everything's okay, don't worry about it, everyone. My name is Frank Atolo, I'm the man whose name adorns the title of the program, and this is...
Jack Atolo.
The man whose name also adorns the title of the program, although he is not legal. Soon he will be legal. So let's all make a vow right now to live at least as long as it takes for Jack to be legal. You got less than 3 years, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're in your 16th year, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you are. He's in his 16th year, meaning to everybody here in the United States of America. Only in the United States of America. If you go to Japan right now, I'm not going to mention all these countries because it would take forever just to name them all. That's You'll true. Be 16. You'd be 16 because you're in your 16th year. So as we continue here, a lot of people would tell you, oh, this is, you know, a lot of these podcasts tell you, oh, this is show number 923. I don't title these shows. I don't number these shows. I just give them a date and that's it. That's the date of the show. These shows go back to many, many, many years ago, but here we are, Cthulhu Chronicles, the first, the only, the one, the only, and practically the original. Internet radio. I don't know. I never like to use that, so I shouldn't use it right now. The alternative broadcasting program that debuted many years ago and is still here. We're still here. I'm still here. It was the famous call of the Incredible Shrinking Man when everybody thought he was gone. As little as he got, no one could see him, but he was yelling, "I'm still here. You're still here. I'm still here." So we're gonna do a drum solo program, and there's some things I'm really fascinated with that are happening in the hour branch of news. This is the kind of stuff you hear about, you'll hear about elsewhere and other news outlets like CNN and FXO, I can't even spell Fox, NFXO, Fox Network and CNBC and all those other places, and even on radio. With Rush Nussbaum. Do you know Rush Nussbaum just got, I hate to date these programs. You know, he just got a $400 million contract.
For what?
To do that program day in and day out and sit there and just bash liberals. That's all he does. You know, I don't mind, but you know, that would be like us doing a show and just constantly, every time we come on, bashing commercial radio. That's all we do. All we would do, we'd get on and just day in and day out. And what's wrong with commercial radio? And he pats it. I know what's wrong with commercial radio. I'll tell you what. The guide against commercial radio. He's like, yeah, Ben, you know, somebody should poke a hole in him. All the guests would come out. Here's what would happen. I don't ordinarily do this, but I'm in a very judgmental mood. here's Rush Nussbaum. He's right here, right? Someone pokes him with a little stiletto, the point of a stiletto.
Sure.
And here's what happens. Like a balloon. Okay, so Cthulhu Chronicles tells you, above all, it's more important than watch out for liberals, watch out for conservatives, watch out for Nazis, watch out for anything. Here's what's more important. Wake up, it's night. It's almost time to go to sleep. So wake up, come with us down the Hallelujah Trail. So we got a whole bunch of things to talk to you about this evening. And certainly, I'll tell you, this is going to be a very, as usual, touchy conversation. And even, it's going to be more than just a monologue tonight and just a, it's going to be a diatribe. It's going to be a diatribe, monologue, diatribe, dialogue. Biatribe?
Maybe.
A biatribe? Because there's two of us?
Yeah.
Never thought of it that way. There's always ways to think about this stuff, and you will be hearing different ways to hear about it right here as we go down the Hallelujah Trail. You know where to go also during the week? For the blogs, CthulhuChronicles.blogspot.com. That's where you got to tell people to go to listen, to click on the click there so you can get yourself to SRN. You could also go to SRN1.com, 148.ca.com, any place like that. Also, don't forget our CthulhuChronicles.com without the W's, sans W's, CthulhuChronicles.com, sans W's, where you can go and you could find out what's happening over there. We always tell you what's happening and where it's happening. The program, of course, can also stream at CatoloChronicles.com. It can also stream at Catolo.podomatic.com. That's where you can get your RSS. And get. Do you have any RSSs? Do you have a thing that captures feeds?
I actually haven't really gotten into feeds.
You haven't gotten into feeds, huh? No. I still don't know exactly how to do a lot of things, believe it or not. I've been doing this since this was like, since nobody knew how to do this. And I still don't know how to do this. You know, that's thanks to the Waskowitz brothers. They said, put this into this, put that. Wasn't just them, it was, and I've forgotten his name because I'm highly medicated right now.
Congratulations.
No, it's not. That's not why. Palancar, of course, Palancar. You don't remember Palancar, do you? Does that name ring a bell?
It does.
Do you have bells that ring?
Yes.
Okay, well, does that
ring? They ring now.
So they're there, Palancar. Also, a whiz, and the man who was the technical whiz over there at Amcast.com, where we began this program many, many years ago, when Jack was just a pooping in white cloths.
Just a little schmutz.
You were just a little schmutz. And you could remember this, though. Every time you come here, whether you're coming here for the first time or you're coming here for the last time, you know, you might decide, that's it. I am not going to listen to that show anymore. Who knows? You might make that decision. Because you know why? Because you got the free will. You got the chance to do that. You might make that decision tonight. Hey, see if we care. The point is, it's going to be your loss, not our gain. It's going to be our gain. No, it's not going to be a gain for us. So we want you to stay here. We want you to. We get this close to the mic to make you stay here. We even put our mouth on the mic. We do everything we can because we want to make sure that you know what's going on. News, information, conversation, and insubordination. Now, we do know also, it's summertime when all the leaves are green, and you don't want my love. You don't remember that song, right? And it's summertime when all the leaves... It's summertime. It gets hot throughout the country, throughout the continent. I would bet there does not... Excuse me. Got my new lips. I would bet you that there's not one place in North America that is cold right now.
I wouldn't say cold because Alaska.
You can't fool this kid. You can't fool him. You see, this is what happens to kids. When I was his age, if someone had asked me that question, my father or not my father? My father would never think. My father would believe it was. He would go, that's right.
It's summer, of course.
It's cold. It's summer, wherever it is. If someone had asked me that question, I would stop. I would pause. I would give pause, as the expression goes, and I'd sit back and I'd go, yeah, I guess so, in that stupid voice. But Jack, being a child of the 90s, and of course a conscious wanderer of identity in the new millennium, that would be a CWI to you, conscious wanderer of identity, being a CWI in the new millennium, he right away thought it out. He thought it out. He said, I don't think so. Because what were you thinking? Tim. I don't think so. Tim. You were thinking because why?
Because of Alaska and non-continental areas in the U.S.
So, well, I didn't say the U.S. I said in North America, so that's why you knew right there. I didn't say the U.S.
Yeah, but those places were where I thought
you just woke up, didn't you? Yes, you just woke up, didn't you? Yeah, I know. But you were right. But you were right to bring that up. So it's very hot. It's still, whether it's hot, whether it's cold, whether you're young or whether you're old, you need to replenish your precious bodily fluids. There's just no doubt about it. I remember back when I was 10, maybe 12, I think it was 25, and somebody, I was with somebody and in the house, someone was in my house, maybe it was an apartment, maybe it wasn't a house. Well, it was an apartment in a house because the complete structure is a house, and sometimes the compartments in the house would be the apartments. Apartments can be compartments, but not all compartments can be apartments. Anyway, there I am, and what's happening? Poor fellow next to me, I don't even remember his name. I don't even know how he got into the house. Not the house, the apartment, or the compartment, which was the apartment of the house. You know what happened to him? Keeled over and died. You know why?
Why?
Didn't replenish his precious bodily fluids.
Poor guy.
I know. I'm steaming. I got down. Even then, I knew. I got down. I grabbed him by the lapels, wondering, why on earth is he wearing lapels? batting his head against the floor to try to wake him up, because I didn't know that you had to blow air into the guy's mouth or the girl's mouth. I didn't want to blow it into the guy.
You just thought you had to smash their head against the concrete enough, and they wake up out of pain.
Concrete? I don't have concrete in my apartment. It was an apartment. It didn't have concrete. It had wood.
Okay, wood.
Okay. And anyway, probably, you know what, though? There was probably concrete under the wood. Otherwise, the compartment in the apartment wouldn't fit in the house. It wouldn't stand up.
Have you just woken up?
No, I have not just woken up. I am awake. I am awake. I am alive. All I'm saying to you is that if you don't have, you can wind up like this poor fellow in my apartment who died because he dehydrated. He did not replenish his precious bodily fluids. Your body will shut down. Bang. When a body shuts down, what kind of a noise does it make? It's probably... You never heard a death rattle, did you?
No.
It's the strangest sound in the world.
Yeah.
It comes from a human being after they're dead.
Okay.
It's a sound. It's probably the last sound their body makes. Unless there's a... Unless something's inside of his body, like a trumpet. And it's going to pick up some air somewhere. And blow. But who would swallow a trumpet? Who would die with a trumpet inside them?
It's a strange world.
You know who might? Annie Sprinkle. No. I'm sorry. That was a bad joke. We love you, Annie. Who would die with a trumpet inside them? Who else but it? No. And here's what I'm saying. The death rattle. It's a sound deep from within the deepest part of a body.
Mm-hmm.
When a body's finally dead and all the air is gone, the body just it contracts, it tightens, and then there's this one thing of air, sound, one last sound. When that happens, there's no bringing them back.
It's game over.
Yeah, I mean, Frank Buck can't even bring them back, and he brings them back alive. You don't even know what I'm talking about. See, I made another reference, but you left. That's good. You're doing well. So he had the death rattle, this poor guy, because he did not replenish his precious bodily fluid. The body will shut down.
Mm-hmm.
It knows what to do. All the parts of the body now, sans liquid. What are they doing? No liquid. All right, we'll wait a little bit longer. Wait a little bit longer. Wait a little bit longer. All right, guys.
Time to close up shop.
Ready, guys? And on three, one, two, and then the death rattle. That was it. I know it sounded like gas. It sounded like passing gas. You know, no one has ever really addressed that the death rattle actually sounds like the passing of gas.
Can't say I've ever heard
that. I've never read it either. You are right here on Cthulhu Chronicles, Replenish Your Precious Bodily Fluids. We have three. Unfortunately, none of them are in reach. I have one all the way over there. You only have one. You need to replenish your precious bodily fluids. That's all right. The coffee's over there. We'll get it in a little while. My water's over there, too. And we'll get that in a little while, too. We need to do that. And we need to have... And if you want to have the coffee the way we have it here at Cthulhu Chronicles, and I think you should, because we're going to be here for another hour and a half, and we're going to be talking. And we're going to be, our talking will be walking, though. It's walking, talking. It's talking that walks, got a rhythm, got a rhyme, okay? It's got a beat to it, okay? Daddy-o. So you're going to need your own bodily fluids replenished. I can't replenish your bodily fluids. Let's get this straight. Listening to this program, there's no way that Jack or me, is that correct English?
Jack and I.
Jack and I said or.
Or Jack and.
Jack or I? Jack
I'm
or
not
I
sure.
Can. Jack or I can. Jack or I can. Sounds like a whole different, that sounds like a whole different way. Hey, you got a yellow Jack or I can? I need one. I don't know. How much? There's no way that we can replenish your precious bodily fluids. This is your responsibility. This is your challenge. You need to do this cold or warm, summer, fall, winter, spring. Just do it. So get yourself those beverages and those. You know, if you called up 10 friends that listen to this program, Ken friends who? Friends are not that's. Friends are whose? 10 friends who listen to this program regularly right now, you'd say, what are you doing? They'd be saying, we're here listening to the Cthulhu Chronicles with our beverages. 1, 2, 3. Three of them, because three is the divine number. And that's the number of beverages we implore you to be able to have in front of you. So get those. I have coffee. And if you want your coffee and you want to have coffee as one of your three beverages, hey, listen, you want to have five beverages. It's not my problem and it's not my decision. You can have five. But who drinks five things at once?
Not many people.
Not unless it's mixed.
Well, yeah.
Right? You could mix five things at once.
But not five separate drinks.
Is this old, and I don't know if this is true, but it's certainly a I don't know if it's a tradition, it's an old wives' tale, or it's when people are really drunk, okay, and they want to sober them up. No, I'm sorry, that's not it. No, that's the coffee thing. The next morning, people are drunk, the next morning they wake up with?
Hangover.
A hangover, they call it. They still call it hangovers in your generation?
Yeah.
Okay. They wake up with the hangover, and the thing they would do is they would give them some kind of a beverage, and had a whole bunch of things in it. It had more than three. It had one beverage, and included in it was like milk, mm-hmm. whiskey. Mm-hmm. Let's say milk, whiskey, tomato juice. Yeah, an egg, a raw egg.
Oh.
And yeah, this horrible combination of things and stuff. And you drink it, and it supposedly would straighten you right out. I don't know. There's another old one, and this is an old wives' tale. If you're drunk, mm-hmm. if you're really, really drunk, I think after a while, if you're really drunk, or if it's the next morning, the thing to straighten you out, to sober you, is a drink.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know where that comes from. Mm. Probably from the United Inebriated Association of America. People who are alcoholics. United. Not just for Alcoholics Anonymous. Hey, you know what? Are all the people at Alcoholics Anonymous really anonymous, or do we know who they are?
We know who you are.
We know they are. So you replenish your precious bodily fluids however you want, but remember, the coffee, we like it right here. Black as hell, strong as death, sweet as love. Because there's something about coffee in its natural sense that's very bitter. The thing is those beans. The beans are bitter. The beans of the brew are bitter. I'm not making that.
Yeah,
I'm making up a tongue twister. Why do they call them tongue twisters? It's really...
They don't really twist your tongue.
No, it's the kind of the lips that go, right? The beans of the brew are bitter and better beverage... The beans, okay, everybody, write this one down, because I am never going to, write this down! Get out your Cthulhu Chronicles notebook. I'm never going to remember this, and I'm not going to write it down. This is one moment that is now going to pass through history, the history of the show, the history of you and me, or me and you and Jack now, talking together on this program, Y2K plus 8. The beans of the brew are bitter, and the beverage is better imbued. Well, I'm lost. That's it. Just write that down and finish it. That's right. Write that down, finish it, send it to me, Frank Cotolo. I will judge which one is the best at fcotolo@yahoo.com. Send me the end of that, using all B's, an alliteration, using all B's, a tongue, a twister. I will send you a present that comes out of my own pocket, something I carry in my pocket. It's not bigger than a bread box, because you can't put a bread box in your pocket.
Unless you've got really big pockets.
Unless you're Captain Kangaroo! My father used to say, and I've been in moods like this before, and I don't know why I'm in this mood right now. I've been in moods like this before, and my father used to say to me, as I said at the beginning of the program, unless you weren't listening to the beginning of the program, or unless you didn't hear me over the music. He used to say, what's wrong with you tonight? You're full of piss and vinegar. Now, my father didn't talk like that. You know, I wish I could imitate my father. Do you think that when I'm dead and gone, you'll be able to imitate me and say, here's what my father used to say?
I'm not entirely sure.
No? My father used to say, I always think of him as having a low voice like that. You know, what kind of gruffy kind of voice like that. Maybe it was kind of like that. But let's make it like that. What's the difference, right?
What are they going to know?
Yeah, who's going to know? Well, you say, well, you're full of piss and vinegar. Why are you so full of piss and vinegar? Now, here's what I want to know. And I don't think anybody knows this. Mm-hmm. Why would anybody be filled with piss and vinegar? Where did that come from? Piss and vinegar. Filled with piss and vinegar. Are you filled with your piss because you drank it with the vinegar? Or are you filled with piss because you didn't relieve your bladder and let it out? You know, didn't dispose of your bodily wastes?
But in the midst of that, drank some vinegar.
Where did the vinegar come from?
I have no idea.
I guess that is, in essence, a vile drink. Maybe it's a drink that gets you sober. So, and it is a drink that will, whether you like it or not, replenish your precious bodily fluids. So I'm not going to judge you. Drink what you want. Drink what you can. Drink what you have in the house. Just don't run out and drink it now unless you're listening and you're not live. No, of course, you're live. I'm going to be live.
You're
not listening. I know. If you're there and you're listening on your iPod or your iTunes, iPhone, ibuprofen, iMac. Do you have iMacs? Still have iMacs? Okay, there it is.
Yep.
Listen on your iMac, your iPhone, your iTunes, or your iPhones, brand new iPhones coming out. You can listen to us on there. You can listen to us on many other phones, too. You can download this on any. There are other phones
there are others that you could.
We have net capacity, mm-hmm. right? Like, I wonder if you could. Oh, you can do this. You can hear this on a BlackBerry. You could hear it on a BlackBerry.
Yeah.
Only it sounds like this. It's so low, you know.
So from now on, we're going to have to talk really low.
We have to talk really loud in order to be able to hear it on a BlackBerry.
Oh, I thought you were saying that our voices would come out all high-pitched.
No, not, well, I was imitating what our voices would be like if they were, like, mouse small. They would be like, oh, you're right, though, the pitch was up.
Yeah.
Very, very, very adept of you, young man. This is Cthulhu Chronicles. We're going to be here until you want us to, because if you're listening on a file, you could turn us off or fast-forward us any time. If you fast-forward us, it'll sound like this. And so, this is Cthulhu Chronicles. And then there you
we
are.
We have nothing more to say.
And then ooh, that's bad. You know it's bad luck?
What?
You don't know that, but I think it's bad luck to say that any other time unless it's the last thing you say on this program.
Oh, no.
I know. What have you done? What has he done?
Where's the salt? I need to...
Salt in the wound? Do what? Salt?
Over the shoulder.
See? You know that. Has salt. My mother used to do that. Throw the salt. But you know what my mom used to do? Your grandmother? You didn't ever know. You know what she used to do? She used to slip and throw the whole thing, the whole shaker over. She's supposed to shake twice. Take the salt shaker and... Over your left shoulder? I don't even know what shoulder
it is. I think
it's
left.
Left? And it'd slip. And the whole thing would go, fall on the floor, break, and there'd be salt all over the floor. My father would go, the hell are you doing with that stuff? Speaking of drinking, the second drink that I have, along with coffee and water, is imported from Canada, our favorite country. Now, I shouldn't say that, should I? I don't think we have a favorite.
We shouldn't. We love favorites.
We love it, though. We love that country, Canada. Yukon Jack, the Canadian liqueur, the black sheep of Canadian liqueurs. This beverage, which is a liqueur, the difference between a liqueur and a liquor is what?
I don't know.
I think it's sweetness. Something. Maybe. And liqueur has a certain amount of sweetness to it. This doesn't really define a liqueur. Maybe you want to do that. If you're doing these kind of things, you see, we're going to ask questions and we're going to bring up things that we don't know. It's up to you if you want to know what they are. They're also going to bring up things that we do know and you don't know, and we're just going to go right over them because we can't stop and explain everything. That's why you need a Cthulhu Chronicles notebook. Please use a Meade if you want to, M-E-A-D-E. You can get them anywhere. You know, you want to use a substitute, you can, as long – you can use anything you want. I'm just suggesting that the Meade wide-ruled, not college-ruled.
Mm-hmm.
Do
nope.
not use college-ruled. I will not hear of it. What happened to the mic? Oh, it's over here. So write it down. Quick, write this down. Dr. Fablianic. That's Dr. Fablianic. That's exactly the way he used to say it in college. Quick, write this down, he used to say. He was a professor. Quick, write this down. That's exactly how he said it. That's stuck in my head. Stays in my head. I can't leave it. I can't even see the guy. Walking. I mean, walk. He danced across the blackboard area, writing. And as he wrote, he erased. It was amazing. Yes, he had the eraser.
Quick, write this down. Exactly. It's not going to be on the board much longer.
That's what he did. He'd ready. That's, and we go, why is it so quick, write this down? Because he's erasing it. Quick, write this down. And he'd have to follow his right hand to see what he got down there, and then he'd write down, and then if he didn't have the notes, that was it. He wouldn't write it again. He'd write something else. Write this down. Write anything down that you want to question later on or learn about, and then you're on your own. You go to Yahoo, you go to Google, you go to Ask.com, you go to Acuna. Do you know there's a place called Acuna?
Acuna.
Well, I think Acuna is just business stuff now. You started off as another search engine. What are other search engines? Where do you go?
What did you say already?
I said Yahoo, Google. Excite still has a search engine.
Excite's still around.
What else? Ask.com?
Ask.
Do you know any more than I don't?
Not really.
I didn't have my my Yukon Jack. I'll have it right now, and now say it. Oh, I gotta get it.
Not good?
That's great. That's great. Oh, that's great. Oh, boy. Yeah, all right. See, that's how great that was? We stepped on a wire.
Yeah, I was just teasing you. I could tell how much you were enjoying it.
Oh, God. God, I love that crap. I love that crap. Okay, don't forget to do anything you want to do along with that. We've given you all the possible things you could do and places you could go. Summer will ensue as we move on, and we'll have many guests and tons of things that will be happening. I'm going to talk, and I find this particularly fascinating, about things related to this. And I have not seen this program, but I hear that this is a fascinating program. This year, I did a show about the Bengal tigers, how they were killing the Bengal tigers in India. And there were only, like, I think five left or something.
Wow.
Yeah, there weren't that many Bengal tigers. And they were killing them because there were poachers. Why do they call these guys poachers? What to poach means? I just poach. Poachers.
I know. I find it weird that you have poachers and then you have poached eggs.
Yeah, poachers.
I've never made the...
Why would you... What is... In other words, what do you do to an egg that gives it the similarity of what someone does if they, like, kill an animal for something? They shouldn't. I don't know either.
Yeah.
See? Now, this is your use for your notebook right there, friends.
Left and right.
Yeah. Poach. I talked about the Bengal tigers and what a shame this was because these are such beautiful animals.
Yeah.
And if they go, they go. But it would be a shame for them to go by the hand of man. Although, if you think about all the things that went by the hand of man, you might even be more sad than a Bengal tiger. But or anything else. They were doing gorillas. Gorillas, for a long time, have been poachers. There have been gorilla poachers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, don't mistake this. A lot of people think that a monkey grows into a gorilla. Do you know the difference between a gorilla, that monkeys are different than gorillas? You know that, right?
I don't know what the biological differences are, but I know there is a difference.
And if you see a baby gorilla, don't be afraid. Ask him which direction to go. I'm thinking about when I was a kid. If you see a policeman, don't be afraid. Ask him. He's your friend. If you see a baby gorilla, ask it, go up to it and say, what are you doing here in my neighborhood? Because you shouldn't have a baby gorilla in your neighborhood. Baby gorillas are held in great esteem because the gorilla population appears to be lessening in the world. Now, of course, let's not forget the very famous movie back in the 80-something, Gorillas in the Mist, about Diane Walkenstein. Here I am. I don't know. I remember her name for anything. Her name was Diane something. And Sigourney Weaver played her in a movie, Gorillas in the Mist. Gorillas in the Mist. I know a lot of you people might know about it. If you don't know about it, write it down in your crick right down because we're erasing it. The point is that the gorilla population, there was also another, I think Anthony Hopkins played a guy in a movie where he went and lived with gorillas.
I don't know.
Now, these are gorillas. You know, the jokes when I was a kid, the jokes when especially during the takeover of Cuba by Castro and those guys back there, Che Guevara and Castro and those guys.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, you know, the big joke was they were, you know, the gorillas are in the hills. And of course, the gorillas, GRILLASJYSTLY, however you spell gorillas,
yeah.
The gorillas who are revolutionaries, men and women who run around in the hills trying to take over, right?
They're militias.
They're guerrillas. They're, I guess, but I don't know. I don't even know what that means. Is that a Spanish word?
What?
Guerrilla?
I'm not
sure. G-U-E, like gaucho? Gaucho is cowboy, right? In Spanish? You don't know? Gaucho is cowboy in Spanish?
We didn't do things that you dress up for on Halloween.
Gaucho is, really?
Yeah.
You don't know that gaucho is cowboy in Spanish?
No.
Wow. And here you knew that it wasn't warm in the entire continent. And then gorillas.
Language isn't my specialty.
I'm talking about gorillas, G-O-R-I-L-L-A-S,
mm-hmm.
who are, they're incendiary. They're not incendiary. That's not the word. They're not incendiary. They're indecent. They're not indecent.
No.
I'm going to look for the word now. Allowed. They're indigenous. I found
there
it.
There you go.
I found it.
I knew you'd do it.
I found it. They're indigenous to certain areas in the United States.
Mm.
No, not in the United States. Go home. Like, you know, where are gorillas? Where are the gorillas in the United States?
Well, zoos?
Don't. That's not
indigenous.
They're brought there.
Right.
Yeah, they're indigenous. I guess I don't know. There was a program, and if you know as well as I do, that we're not crazy here about NPR, the National Pretentious Broadcasting System, we call it. Pretentious Broadcasting, PBS.
Mm.
But there was a documentary done by the National Geographic Channel. Oh, okay, so they have their own channel now, the National Geographic Channel. God, cable just gets away from me. And this is all that people have been talking about this. I don't know if people where you are have been talking about this, but people where I've been have been talking about it. They've been talking about it in bars. They've been talking about it in grocery stores. They've been talking about it in department stores. They've been talking about it in Ace Hardware also. Ace Hardware. They're talking about it in Dunkin' Donuts. They're talking about it in Baskin-Robbins. Are there still Baskin-Robbins? Yeah, there's one in Dunkin' Donuts, in fact. The Dunkin' Donuts and Baskin-Robbins, I think, have merged to make...
Dunkin' Robbins.
Dunkin' Robbins Donut.
Baskin Donuts.
Baskin Donuts. If you love animals and care for your fellow... Oh, wait a second. Now, wait a second. I got an if here. I'm going to read you from, and we're going to go along with this particular story. And I'm going to warn you that I want to tell everybody who's going to yell at me in the future and say that we're making fun. We're not making fun of this. I want to give you two incredibly honest sides of this from a person, that person being me, who is going to express to you both sides of this. And I don't think you're going to get this anywhere, because everywhere you're going to read about this, you're going to read about the horrors of it. Okay? And there's a part of every, and I'm not going to take the side of the other people, but I'm going to give you an outlook from their side, because I can identify with it. Let's go through this first. Here it is. If you love animals and care for your fellow human beings. Now, there's two things I can't do together. I don't know about you, but I have trouble with that. But here's watching a program called Gorilla Murders. Okay. Will be terribly upsetting at times. It's hard to stomach the suffering on the large scale the rare mountain gorillas and the Congolese people are enduring. And there are no easy solutions presented. Poverty, greed, corruption, and tribal warfare ensue it.
Now, ensure it.
Huh?
Ensure it.
I was going to say ensue it is incorrect. Ensure it. You know the word, this is like, I don't want to go into English here now because we're on a very controversial topic here. But ensure, E-N-S-U-R-E. People will mix up that with assure, ensure, and ensure. People always make a mistake on that. I would rather not use the word at all. So I don't ensure, assure, ensure.
Ensure.
No, like insurance. Ensure.
Oh, okay.
To protect, right? Ensure. Mm-hmm. What's the difference between that and ensure, E-N? What's the difference between that and assure? To make sure, I assure.
Between that and usher.
I hate those words, all of them. Well, that was Edgar Allan Poe, right? House of Usher. The House of Usher. Sure, insure, or insure? I think he was an insurance man. And it was Vincent Price, I think. Okay, come back here for a second. Draw back with me, all right? Come on. All right, take a drink and draw back here. There's a program called Explorer Gorilla Murders. All right? Mm-hmm. And this is what's going on here. A grisly execution-style murder of a family of six mountain gorillas was discovered by the Congo Park Rangers, who find themselves targets of the charcoal syndicate and warring tribes in their quest to preserve the battered ecosystem of the Virunga National Park. Now, that's a gigantic sentence. Let's review it so that you know what we're talking about.
Piece by piece.
There are six mountain gorillas who were murdered. Okay, they were discovered by the Congo Park Rangers, the CPR. I wonder if those are the same guys who help you breathe when you can't.
Wah, wah.
The Congo Park Rangers. I wonder what their uniform is. I guess we could see them on this program. Oh, you know what that is, don't you? That's Yukon Jack.
How is it?
You guys go. Okay, I'm all right. I'm just filled with piss and vinegar. The Congo Park Rangers find an execution style murder. I guess the Congo Park Ranger would look like a mob hit. I guess. execution type. Let me ask everybody out there just one question. Just float it out there. If you saw a family of six mountain gorillas dead in a certain area all together, right? Mm. Would you say this is an execution type killing? How would you know it's an execution type killing?
Well, I'm not entirely sure.
I haven't seen this program.
You
haven't seen the program, have you?
No.
No, we
haven't. I haven't even heard about it.
We're talking about, yes, a lot of people haven't, and a lot of people should. I really want to talk about this. How would you know? How about one guy, here are the Congo Park Rangers standing next to one another. One guy says, looks like an execution. Now I don't know how a Congo Park Ranger talks to you.
That's true.
I don't even know that. Maybe it talk like head or talk like and you know like the Africans.
Well, Congo's in Africa.
Congo?
So.
Congo?
Yeah.
Okay, that's where they make the
usually
drums, right?
Confused with Democratic Republic of the Congo.
That's right. You're right. Mm-hmm. Congo said it look like I could really play one of these guys.
Listen how well I'm doing this. Let's keep going with this.
Okay. look like execution type murder. look like education. Hey, if they have their own, why do they talk to each other in English if they have their own language?
Oh, what, so now you're going to try and...
I'm just thinking about that. Why would they talk? Well, maybe they don't. Maybe they talk in Congolese. Is that how they speak? Congolese. Is that what they speak in the Congo?
I'm not sure.
What do they speak?
I do not know.
Congolese? It's amazing. Congish. It's amazing what we don't know. But you know, I want to tell you something. When this is a thought process, and this is the neo-postmodern thought process, because I'm reading something without having the background or without having researched it. That what you're listening to is what I think about, and what I think the whole brain starts asking these questions when you think reading these things you don't know entirely about. But if you just were to respond and address every question, it would take you an hour, as it's taking us, to get through this. Okay. Let's go through the story and then talk about the essence of it and forget about what language the Congo Park Rangers speak. You can look that up later, right?
Cotolo Chronicles Notebook.
So here it is, the Cotolo Park Rangers.
The Cotolo Park Rangers. I like that.
Hey, Yogi. Now I'm thinking of Jellystone Park and Yogi Bear and Boo Boo. Who would have a bear named Boo Boo? Bears. Now, bears are a whole other thing. Hey, you know what? You ever see those grizzly bears? The real big ones? Mm-hmm. Who do you think could win in a hand-to-hand combat?
Oh, man.
One of these mountain gorillas or a grizzly bear?
I don't know.
Now, tell me you wouldn't want to see a fight like that.
That would be something to see.
Huh? You know, that would be against the law, just like cockfighting and just like some of that.
Well, if it wasn't naturally provoked.
Yes, if it was set up, if there was a promoter somewhere. I got a mountain gorilla. I got.
Hey, you see that gorilla over there? Push him into the grizzly bear. Turn on your camera.
What are they
this
doing?
Is gonna be great.
What are they doing in the same area anyway? They wouldn't.
Exactly.
They wouldn't even. Maybe they'd shake hands if they were together. Huh?
Yeah.
I know one thing. In a foot race, the gorilla wins.
No, actually, I think the bear would win.
You're kidding. Those
bears are incredibly fast.
Are you joking me?
No, I'm not joking.
A grizzly bear can run faster, you think, than a mountain gorilla?
Grizzly bears are surprisingly fast.
Surprisingly is the word. Surprises me. All right, let's forget for a second that the grizzly bear and the mountain gorilla met.
Okay.
Fought or raced.
Or shook hands.
Or anything. Let's go right back to this, which is here. Okay, there was a grizzly execution-style murder, according to the Congo Park Rangers, okay, in the Virunga National Park. Outnumbered, these park rangers, more than 110 of whom have been killed in the past decade, are outgunned heroes of this sad story. Now, here we were making fun before we knew that the Congo Park Rangers are no strangers to death. The Congo Park Rangers... are no strangers, have been killed. Listen, 110 of these guys. Whacked.
Wow.
Why? Congo's Virunga National Park is in real danger of disappearing. Now, you know what?
Hmm.
Now, this is a mistake. The park will not disappear.
Is it going to peel off the planet?
Right. The park itself will not disappear. Don't take that literally. What they're saying is that there's a whole bunch of problems here. Why? The park rangers are constantly in the midst, and that's wrong. That's wrong. I'm not going to do English.
Okay.
The park rangers are constantly in the midst of deadly crossfire between militia groups and the Congolese army. Is that what you say, Congolese?
Congolese.
The Congolese army. These Congo park rangers are in the crossfire of the Congolese army and militia groups.
Mm-hmm.
So in the Congo, there's lots of stuff going on down there, right? To the chagrin of the rangers, and everyone has chagrin. Everyone has chagrin. You might not know it as you walk through your day. You go to work. You have your lunch. You have your dinner. You have your breakfast. You talk with people you know. You talk with people you love, you don't know, you love, you do business with. And always, you have chagrin.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so do the Congo Park Rangers. The Congo Park Rangers. All right. So to the chagrin of the rangers, the Congolese army are complicit in the wholesale trading of the illegally made charcoal, the trading of it, and the protection of the gangs that are responsible for it. So there is illegally made charcoal. Now, in this country, in our country here in the United States of America,
mm-hmm.
I wonder if there's anywhere you could be arrested for having charcoal on you.
Oh, it looks like a bag of charcoal.
Yeah, but is that a, you know, yeah, right. Are there charcoal people? Like, there are narcs, you know, policemen. Are there charcoal police out there? I don't know. What
sharks?
Is that? Well, let's find out about it. Charcoal, the trading. There's, because of the surging refugees, the demand for the illegal charcoal grows. The guerrilla murders are just collateral damage to these bottom line bandits. The guerrillas impede the process. I don't know how, what, and we're going to find out more about this right now. It says that last July, a photojournalist, Brent Sturton, I'm going to spell this too in case you want to look him up later, S-T-I-R-T-O-N. A photojournalist, Brent Sturton, smuggled a photograph that shocked the world when it was published in Newsweek. The photo was of a dead 500-pound male gorilla named
Sanquiqui.
Sanquiqui, one of the six endangered mountain gorillas who had been murdered. It was Sturton's recording of these crimes which lighted the flame of fury in the media. So I guess the African media was upset too about the. So to, it was to their chagrin and now to their amazement and now to their upsetment? No, to their
frustration.
We got charcoal. We got mountain gorillas. Let's put this story together, okay? We got mountain gorillas. We have the Congolese army. This is a movie. This is. Listen, think about
it. Well, that's why they're doing.
Well, this is a documentary. It's a documentary, a tale of the human sins. The collateral damage are the gorillas. The mountain gorillas live in this park, in this area. Okay, just minding their own business. They're not walking around figuring out how they could go to Manhattan and climb the Empire State Building with a blonde in their hands. These are gorillas. They're just walking around. So, you know, what's that sound? And then they hit bullets, you know. They're hiding. They're probably shielding their young from the bullets because they know something. They fear danger. They sense danger. They hear danger. They see danger. They're just trying to exist. They have the will of life. Mm-hmm. Gorillas. Not monkeys. Monkeys grow into monkeys, right?
Yeah, monkeys don't grow into gorillas.
Gorillas are gorillas. And if you've ever
baby
seen
gorillas
and there we go
gorillas.
Back, right back to the baby gorillas.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you are. Yes, you do. You see a baby gorilla, you'll know the difference between a gorilla and a chimpanzee. Wait a second. Mm-hmm. A chimpanzee is a monkey? Or is a monkey? No! A chimpanzee is not a monkey. A monkey and a chimpanzee are two different. Is a chimpanzee a type of monkey? Or is a monkey? Yeah, I don't know that either. You might want to look that up. Craig, write this down! Chimpanzee. But there's a word that's hard to spell.
That's not hard to spell.
Go ahead, spell it.
C-H-I-M-P-A-N-Z-E-E.
That's R-I-G-H-T. E-T. That's correct. Okay. We'll go back to the illegal charcoal here because you don't want to lose track of this because the gorilla murders here, this is something. Oh boy. Look at this. We're gonna have to do our top of the hour thing
already,
huh? The mountain gorillas were murdered by gunshot and left for dead. The male with his frozen hand. You see how different this could be? See how different using frozen as a verb and using frozen as an adjective.
Yeah.
If I would have said his frozen hand, you would have thought, like, how the hell did it freeze? They're in the Congo.
Yeah, they're in the Congo.
Does anything freeze in the Congo?
Not outside.
Maybe in Kilimanjaro, way up there in the mountains, huh? Maybe in the mountains?
That's possible.
Yeah, but there's no mountain gorillas up there.
I don't think
mountain
so.
Gorillas stay away from the cold. Mountain gorillas are rain. Mountain gorillas stay away from the cold. Then you get down to the lake. It's a poem. Here's my point. If you say the gorilla had a frozen hand, it's different than if you say his hand frozen.
Yeah.
It's just like, okay, so here it was. What's his name again?
Sanquiqui.
That's correct. Sanquiqui's hand frozen in place over his heart in the act of beating his chest to scare off the humans as he tried in vain to protect the clan females. I told you, see?
Mm-hmm.
All he knows to do is pound his chest, you know? And what's strange about that? Growing up in my family, that's all the males knew how to do also.
Quick, there's a robber.
That's it, you're right. The up-close footage of these gorillas' death masks and their corpses will wreck you, is what it says here. And I'm warning you if you want to see this. And this is, let me just say this, and then we're going to break and come back, okay? This is something, it's very difficult sometimes to look away from something that is just awful. And this is what happens, of course, if you ever are unfortunate enough to be in or to view an accident on the road, you know, when a car is going by slowly. And why they put up those big shields and blankets and stuff, because people will stop. Nobody, can't say nobody, but there are very, very few people on the face of God's green earth, and make no mistake about it, it's green. There's no, they you want to see, but you can't look away. This is the old train wreck theory, which is different than 10,000 monkeys in a room with typewriters. In fact, it's completely different. It has nothing to do with it. But the thing is that, you know, you can't look and you can't not look. It's so horrible. You can't look, because there's a part of you. There are two parts of you. There are many parts of you. But the two parts of you who are in conflict in a case, in a time like that, is the part of you that really needs to see how horrendous something is, how terrible it is. The part of you that wants to be able to absorb the reality and live with it and know that you share the pain, and that could be you. Then there's a side of you that doesn't want to see that, wants to block it out.
Nothing to do with it.
Nothing to do and block it out. I never want to have that image in my head. Okay? The part that really wants to, of course, is the strongest part. So the deal is this. If you're watching this, you're going to see a lot of these murders. To watch a gorilla actually die, this is the difference between watching, something, any kind of movie where you know the stuntman and makeup and cuts and editing, and cuts are editing. All that stuff is taking place in order to make it end. The difference between that and seeing something that actually occurs, footage, think of something. Or how about Lee Harvey Oswald really getting shot? In the do you even know who I'm talking about? Did you not study the Kennedy assassination yet?
No.
Okay, let's look at someone. Well, I'll tell you what. Wait a second. Here we could all identify with this. The difference between watching something like in a movie, and the difference between as we all stood and we all watched the Twin Towers in front of our eyes, knowing people were dying, watching people jump out.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't bear to burn to death. But we sat there, we watched it. And they played it again and again and again. And every time we watched, because it hit that part of us, okay, there was a part of us it had to hit. It had to touch. Now, I shouldn't say touch, I should say hit. Not touch, because it's not a touching moment in a certain way.
Not
touching in terms of sentiment. No, but it is in a sense, because it does touch a part of you, your brain, and something that it just makes you, there's just no other way, because you don't, it's not a, okay. That was an explanation for you, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, let's move here for a second. Remind you that you're listening to Cthulhu Chronicles right here on wherever you're listening to it on. And certainly thanks to Canada and stuff like that. This is Cthulhu Chronicles on Y2K plus 8, Gorilla Murders and Their Effect on Man on the Moon Marigolds. That's the name of this program. Gorilla Murders and Their Effect on Man on the Moon Marigolds. Boy, there's a reference. You're just going to have to look. You'd have to look that up there. It's the end of the first hour, the beginning of the second here on Cthulhu Chronicles. Neo-postmodernism at its best. It's coming. Keep watching the skies.
The Internet Talk Show from the Neo Postmodern
World. Y2K plus 8. Huh? You know, this is music from one of my favorite old-time movies, Jack. I don't know if you've ever seen it. We're going to watch it one day. The Thing from Another World.
No.
Oh, look at it. Oh, man. Keep watching the skies. Keep listening. Keep listening, everybody. Keep listening. Keep listening.
Still listening?
Keep listening. Remember, keep listening.
And you are listening. I'm Frank Cthulhu, and with me is Jack Cthulhu. Both of our names. There's Jack Cthulhu.
Yeah. Here I am.
Both of our names that adorn the title of the program, Y2K plus 8. July 3rd, where we're at and where we're doing right here, into the second hour of this program. We want to remind you also, while we're here, that you are, of course, listening to...
You are listening to Cthulhu Chronicles.
And that, of course, means...
Cthulhu Chronicles is brought to you by The Shortstop, casual jeans and slacks for short men. Visit us at theshortstop.com.
Now, whether you're a gorilla that is resting quietly with your gorilla family in the mountains, or whether you are a gorilla who is sadly being shot, murdered, you definitely do not have pants. The one thing gorillas do not need are pants. Gorilla pants, you can't get them. Now, gorillas, G-U-E-R-R-I-L-L-L-L-L-S-A-S, those gorillas.
They do need pants.
And they wear that, they usually wear that khaki kind of, you know, pants, right? Or they, the ones with, I always see the military pants. They wear
camouflage?
Well, yeah, they did say they wear camouflage pants.
Sure.
No, I don't think they do. I think they wear, well, they do. They wear true camouflage pants. You know, isn't it funny that.
Explain to me what you're trying to say, because I'm
true camouflage
lost.
Pants yeah. are pants that blend into the terrain. They blend in, right?
Camouflage isn't necessarily a color.
Right.
As long as it.
So if you got camouflage pants, you are blending into whatever the terrain is. The terrain may change from place to place, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So how come, and yet you, they call camouflage pants the pants that you see the special forces and those guys who were in Iraq, right?
Mm.
They're wearing all that stuff, and they call those camouflage pants with the little squares and things on them.
Yeah.
And yet, every time someone, anytime anyone is wearing that, right? People go, oh, you want to wear camouflage pants on? Look, there they are. Those are camouflage pants. You shouldn't have to be able to point out camouflage.
That's just bad. You know, horrible camouflage.
So don't call it camouflage pants if you can see them, because if you can see them, they're not camouflage.
That's true.
So what is all this stuff? I want to tell you what this stuff is. You don't need to wear pants and hide. You need to wear pants to show yourself. When you show yourself. If you needed to hide, you wouldn't need pants.
That's true.
Right? So don't worry about camouflage pants. Worry about pants you wear. And the pants you wear, if you're going to worry about them, do away with all your worries. Get them by mail. Get them on the internet. If you're 5'2" to 5'9", get ready to pair pants. Ready to wear pants. You see, it even happens to me. Years and years and years. Do I have to tell you how many hours I must have in front of a mic, talking, reading, writing, arithmeticking, everything. And yet, I make a mistake like that at this age, at this time in my life. That's why, right now, I'd like to retire and say good evening and thank you. I bid you all a heartfelt farewell.
Enough of you. We have boxed pants.
Okay, I'm sorry. Boxed pants. Ready to wear. Okay, I won't retire. I'm back. I'm back for an encore. If you're 5'2" to 5'9" and you want casual pants, two cuts, three colors, cotton, twill, slacks, anything you want, if you're a man or you're a woman or you happen to be a large child, 5'2" to 5'9", never shorten your pants again. Get them in a box. Put them on. Go to theshortstop.com. And if you go there, and even if you don't like the, if you don't want to buy pants or maybe you want to buy them tomorrow, do me a favor. Me, Frank Atolo. Drop an email and say, hey, we heard about this place and we're going to talk about this place and we're going to spread the word, theshortstop.com. You don't have to play baseball in these things, friends. Okay? You don't have to. You have to do any, you can do anything you want. You can do anything you want. I will not judge you. Wear the pants. Put them on. Take them out of the box. Put them on. Send them to a friend. Because they'll be shipped to your office, your home, in all 50 states. And as compared, I don't know where you are. There's just certain parts of the world that might be too expensive to buy these things. I'll be honest with you. Because of the shipping alone, right?
Yeah.
You're saving on the pants and you're saving on the alterations. But let's face it. If you're Chinese right now and you're listening to this, then you're not going to buy it anyway because you're probably saying in Chinese, what is he saying? Because you don't know how to speak Chinese. The point I'm trying to make is theshortstop.com is a place to go to pants if you're a small guy, small gal. And I don't think 5'9" is that small, do you?
Not necessarily, no.
No. So get yourself Shortstop jeans at theshortstop.com.
You are listening to Quotolo Chronicles.
And loudly she is. She's so loud. What is wrong with her?
Let's get back to the volume.
Yeah. Right here. Let's get back to the... Get back to the gorillas here. The review that we're reading from is by April McIntyre. Small screen reviews. I guess this comes from, I don't know where this comes from. MonsterandCritics.com. MonsterandCritics.com.
MonstersandCritics.com.
I'm going to give that a little plug there because that's where this comes from. April McIntyre writes for MonstersandCritics.com. Small screen reviews printer. 141. Oh, printer. That's because I printed it.
That would be.
Oh, God. Give me a break. I'm Frank Atolo, the man's name that don't style the program. Jack Atolo, who happens to be the offspring of me.
is with me here all summer, and we have just each other tonight, no guests. And we're talking about this particular horrendous, horrendous program. And it's a good program, but with these horrendous visuals of mountain gorillas who happen to be in the line of fire of all this turbulence that's going on in the Congo. These are not poachers. These are just people who don't care where they fire their bullets. They don't stop and fire bullets. Is this different than any other war, though? Because you can't, you know, aren't there...
Yeah, you're always going to have people, or in this case...
Collateral, it's called. Collateral damage. National Geographic Explorer produces the claim that an estimated 720 of these primates remain in the wild. Only 720. And this is one of the worst recorded massacres of mountain gorillas since scientists...
Dian Fossey.
It's Dian Fossey. That's the name I couldn't remember. That's the who Sigourney Weaver played in the movie Gorillas in the Mist. It's the greatest massacres of mountain gorillas since Dian Fossey began battling poachers 40 years ago in the same region. So the movie Gorillas in the Mist is about poachers. It's about guys who are going after gorillas for their fur, for their teeth, for their inner... I don't know what else. I really don't know what... Because they sold on
pelts.
The market. Belts?
Pelts.
Pelts?
Yeah.
What's a pelt?
Their skin.
Their skin is called pelt?
Yeah, any, and I'm pretty sure it's any mammal's skin that's been taken off the body is called a pelt.
Don't anyone out there ever believe that the young people can't teach you something. Don't ever think you know more. Just because you've spent maybe decades of years ahead of them, that you lived, you cried, you laughed, and a little bit of you died. But you still don't know it all. That's why I can sit here on Cthulhu Chronicles with my son, only 15 years old. My golly, I put in 15 years 45 years ago, and I was still older than him. And yet, no one ever said to me, Frank, what is a pelt? And if they did, I would say, it's a thing you wear on your pants. Pants, they hold your pants up. A pelt, hold your pants up. And they would say, there you go again, Frank, being stupid, because you don't... And trying to be funny because you don't know what a pelt is. And I would say a pelt is something that a drop of rain does in a shower against a window pane. The rain pelts against the pane. The rain in Spain lies mainly on the plain. And they would say, no, Frank, you're stupid. A pelt is?
Mammal skin.
A mammal skin. A mammal skin. I didn't know that. So they
That's been taken off. Yeah.
That's been taken once off. The skin, once off the skin is, once the skin, hey, you know,
skinned, yeah.
You know something?
That's what I was looking for.
Yeah. How come they say that? When you take skin off of a mammal
or anything,
they skinned it, right?
Yeah.
And yet, they don't always use the name of what they take off to be the verb, to skin.
Yeah, that's
so skin,
an exception.
You can skin, a skin is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And the verb to take it off is to skin. Well, give me some slap me five. It's like, give me some skin. And that's another one.
Yeah.
Another one. Give me some skin. Yeah, all right. Give me some. That's what the poachers do. Hey, give me some skin. The guy would go, you mean pelt? Sorry. I mean pelt. Is that a death rattle? No. It was gas passing.
Uh-huh.
Now, Dian Fossey, and very controversial, she was murdered. And they don't know. They imagine poachers did it, okay? Because she was trying to save she was against the poachers. Now, there she was. Something I always thought was pretty foolish, taking it upon herself. Something, you know, that sometimes a human spirit is too filled with ego. You know, it's like, they won't help me, then I'll do it, and I'll do it single-handedly. Knowing that, you know, it is too much.
Single-handedly.
It's ridiculous. Because, you know, all those guys at the Alamo, they knew they were going to die. They knew it was over. There was no way that all those Mexicans, okay, even as gassy as they were from what they ate the night before, from all the tacos, all the beans, can you imagine what it smelled like on the battlefield of the Alamo?
Oh,
now, aside from all that, they knew the Mexicans were going to kill them. Crockett, let's name them all. It was Crockett and Bowie. Was it Bowie or Bowie? Jim Bowie or Jim Bowie? Some people say Bowie, some people say Bowie.
Some people say...
Colonel Travers, Richard Boone. Oh, no, he was an actor who played Sam Houston. And Sam Houston, of course, had a city named after him. But there's no Crockett, is there? There's no Crockett, Texas, is there?
I don't think so.
The guys at the Alamo knew they were going to die, and Janino Fossey knew she couldn't get away with this, but she, single-handedly, a woman in the Congo, I think it was the Congo, was going to protect from the poachers. Poachers are really, really rotten people. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're down
very
and dirty.
Heartless, cold-blooded.
Down and dirty. Heartless, cold-blooded. And I don't know. But I, okay, yes. Thieves. And she thought, well, anyway, she was murdered. Her skull, check this out. Mm-hmm. You want to talk about, okay? Why don't you read this? Diane Fossey.
Her skull was halved by a machete tool that poachers used while she slept in her bed.
In her bed, Diane Fossey. She's not relation to the guy who directed and wrote all those great Broadway plays. Fossey. Was that Bob Fossey? That was Bob Fossey. No relationship to him. You know, no. Bob Fossey? You never saw All That Jazz with Roy Scheider? Now, why would you see that? Hey, there's a movie. While we're talking about this horrendous thing and this terrible murder of Diane Fossey, why don't you write down this movie? All That Jazz. It's a movie you might want to see with Roy Scheider, who just died recently, although his head was not halved by a machete. He just died of emphysema, which, for all we know, feels as bad. Dying of emphysema, how do we know? We never died. How do we? Maybe if your skull is halved by a machete that's used to poach a gorilla, maybe that's quick and painless. How do we know?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Diane Fossey was, her skull was halved by a machete. The point is they murdered her. We're just trying to get graphic here because we wanted to show you, how horrible this stuff is. Mm-hmm. It's like, and what we're doing is we're appealing, as neo-postmodernists, we're appealing to that side of you that wants to see the accident. This is why we're being real, as realistic as we're being. Because you have to know these things, you have to see these things. It's like a person who is allowed to see his own operation. And now here he is being mended by doctors, right? Mm-hmm. And hopefully it's not the Congolese army now. Hopefully they haven't invaded the room where the surgery is being taken place. And so the Congolese army are the poachers. You don't want poachers as surgeons. Don't get poachers as surgeons.
They'll steal organs.
That's right. They'll take your organ and they'll make a handbag out of it and sell it, right? And sell it on the black market.
The human chop shop.
The human chop shop. There you go. Oh, my God. We're trying to appeal to that part of you that realizes how, I can't say beauty, but is able to cross the visual plane of horrendous and beautiful. I know that sounds like, I'm not saying that, you know, you should, you know, have somebody, like, this was a terrible way to kill her, but the poachers were trying to give a message. They were trying to send a message. They were saying, look, one lady is not going to stop us from poaching, okay? Mm-hmm. And she was just, forget about her. I mean, it was a gallant thing to try to stop the poaching of the gorilla single-handedly. But you got to think of this. Here's what it is. Diane Fossey was just a woman. She was, I don't know how old she was, but she wasn't that old and she wasn't that young. She's just a mm-hmm. woman, right? Yeah. She lived with them. She chronicled the gorillas. The gorillas liked her and everything. But these were gorillas. I mean, they were being killed and poached. And these are gigantic. These are big things. They pound. I mean, you know.
And just one person if
they got their hands on a poacher who didn't have a gun and wasn't able to shoot them from 20 yards, right? Dead. Right? Yeah. They cracked their heads like with a spin. Like, just to take a gorilla can take its hand, put it on the top of your head like that. 1 second, your neck goes. I think that's what it sounds like, too. It's that quick. It's that simple.
A snap.
That doesn't sound like a snap?
It's a little too, almost.
It doesn't sound like that, then.
No.
Like what?
No, I can't.
You can't what? That was a little crack. Yeah, that was a crack. Like that. That was my knuckles. My point is, what made her think she was going to be able to do that, you know, without the help of gorillas? You know, gorillas. Okay, but this is not the point I'm trying to make. I mean, because, you know, she did what she had to do. She lived and died with gorillas. Mm-hmm. That was her life. It was her death, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. Because she made that decision. But now, these mountain gorillas and the violence that's going on here, there's only 720 of these left. Are we primates? We're primates, right? Yeah. You seem to know what a pelt is. A primate. We're primates. Primates walk on two? Is that it?
Yeah.
Primates walk on two. So the gecko in the Geico commercials is a primate?
No.
He walks on two.
He's not a mammal.
He's not a mammal. You got to be a mammal to be a primate?
Yeah.
You got to be a mammal to be a primate, and maybe that, and you got to be, and you have to have skin to be pelted. your pelt?
Would make sense.
Okay. I'm trying to get all this straight. This is why I have Jack with me, because I don't know squat.
I don't know squat. You didn't know squat? See how they got through it, those guys? Kid is smart. Still smart. They're all smart, anyway. There's some gorilla pelting and stuff that's going. There were only 50-something left at the time of that show. I have no idea what's happened to them. I hope they're still around. Gorillas are not aggressive. Did we say that? I don't know. I've lost track of it all. My name is Frank Cotolo, the man whose name adorns the title of the show. And we hope you enjoyed the Congo Gorilla Show with Jack and I. 2008, long ago and far away. Go buy the books, do what you gotta do to everything I told you before. Think about it. Have fun. Have a good season. Whatever you're celebrating, you should just celebrate everything. Just celebrate life. I'm, you know, whatever it is, individualize it. I don't care. Just have fun. Be good about it. My name is Frank Cotolo, man's name adorns the title of the show. Listen, we'll be back again as long as everything is in place, live and with anything else. You know how to get in touch with me. I told you enough. So, good night, Mrs. Erstwhile, wherever you may be located. And, we'll be around. Hopefully, everything good. Yeah, I'll leave you. I got nothing more to say.